me inside your ass now.
How much time was left?
You do not want to know.
Ryan, this is Master Fenrig. Stu's rear shield is down. I'm in position and ready for immediate ass assault.
Negative, Fenrig. Not against an ass that thick. Not on your own.
Sir, permission to leave the station.
For what purpose, Chief?
To give Stuart his meat staff.
Permission granted.
I know what you're thinking, and it's tasteless.
So, stay here.
Unfortunately for us both, I like tasteless.
For a prick, he flew pretty good.
Ryan, get inside. Gear up. We're taking this podcast to the airwaves.
Welcome to Shark Select.
Good morning, everyone, or maybe afternoon, wherever you are, and welcome to Shark Select, the podcast equivalent of being uppercutted into the pit by Shang Tsung.
Ooh,
your soul is mine!
Oh, and then you get that bloke going, whoopee!
Yeah, toasty! And then you get that guy going, Mortal Kombat! Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, welcome to Shark Select.
When that guy first popped up, and went, whoopee! I shit myself, me. Me and Stuart turned the Mega Drive off while it was possessed.
Fuck.
Like, oh, turn it off!
Was it Ed Boon? Was it the guy that created Mortal Kombat?
I think so, yeah.
He just pops up and said toasty sometimes and made noises at you. Anyway, welcome to Shark Select, which is, as I just said, the podcast equivalent of being uppercutted into a pit by Chang Tsung. I am your host, Winstolf, and I am joined by Ryan.
Hello.
And not joined by Stu, because he's coming back today off his holidays.
Yeah.
He went to the United Arab Emirates. Let's get the boring promotional stuff out of the way first, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
First of all, you can follow us on Twitter, at Shark Select Pod. That's run by Stu, so any inappropriate or weird shit that comes out, don't blame me, and don't blame Ryan. Also, we're on Instagram, Shark Select Pod. We don't do out, but I thought we'd put it out anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also on YouTube, search for Shark Select. You can watch some of our older episodes on there, before we got really good at it, and we were just like going on, dick boys. That's what we used to do. We're on Podchaser. Is that still a thing, Podchaser? I've not heard
of
it from Ryan.
Yeah, yeah.
You go on there, and you can rank all the podcasts ever. So if you go on there and rank, give us a nice score, we could, like, beat Joe Rogan. He's the one. Maybe we could beat him and become really famous. And then we'll become YouTubers and, like, do awful things, like PewDiePie.
Yeah, or fucking what's his name and record himself doing finding a dead body.
Oh,
Logan Paul.
Yeah, that fucking bellend. Oh, man, we're not like them, yeah. Oh, we're on Apple Podcasts, as it's known now.
What we could do, though, if we got like, really high on Podchaser, we could do a celebrity boxing match against, like, Grief Burrito or Pixie Podcast.
which one do you think we could take in a fight? We'll do it against them.
Yeah, yeah. Let us know. Send us some comments. And we'll arrange a bum fight.
We'll say Pixie, so it's all three of us against him.
He'll
still win.
3-on-1, like, tag team match.
What were you saying about Half-Life 2? No, it's fine, Pixie. Don't mind talks like Jason Statham. In my mind, he just does because he's Southern.
Mm.
Ooh, all right, it's me, Pixie Podcast.
What have you been saying about Half-Life 2, you little slag?
Anyway, just on Podchaser, we're currently fourth on the list of all time.
Are we?
Yes, we're currently fourth.
Shit the bed! Who's above us?
Winder Soul.
Oh, they're quite good. Yeah. Fair enough.
3 hours later, and at the top is Grief Burrito.
Grief Burrito! They stole our crystal of suspicious fluids.
Yeah, we still need to arrange that to be taken back.
We do. Don't you worry, I'm going to get that back, because I think that's why they're at number one. They're holding everyone hostage with the crystal of suspicious fluids. Right, okay. So, Ryan, as you well know, many things in life are predictable, would you say?
Mm-hmm.
We know what's going to happen. It's all on the telly, you get news 24 hours a day. There's just no surprises left anymore. Or is there? Does Ryan have a surprise?
Do yes! have a surprise, yeah.
Oh my god, I am excited. Go on then. What's this?
It's an AI script.
They're my favourite kind of Ryan surprises, because they're fucking nonsense.
And it is. National Treasure 3, just like the first two. Exterior, Statue of Liberty, New York City, the Fat Apple. Ben Gates, played by Nicolas Cage, stands on the Statue of Liberty's cleavage. His hacker sidekick, Riley Poole, played by Nicolas Cage, crawls next to him.
Why not?
Riley, this isn't like MS Word. Ben finds a hidden safe in one of the statue's tits. Ben, remember the riddle written on the Taft bathtub? If opening the safe is what you seek, shoot it with a gun. What could it possibly mean? Riley, can we Ctrl-Alt-Delete out of here, please?
So Riley just makes constant computer references. Yeah. I love it. Why not?
A helicopter hovers in front of Ben and Riley. The villain, Mr. Russia, aims a pistol at the two. He is played by Nicolas Cage.
That's fair enough, Yankee Doodle bitch. I'll be taking the safe with Abe Lincoln's umbrella.
Oh yeah? Ben reaches into his jacket, pulls out a vial of Benjamin Franklin's semen, and throws it at Mr. Russia. It shatters on his face and covers his eyes with semen.
My eyes are bleeding!
He fires his rifle and a bullet hits the safe, opening it. Mr. Rush's eyes burn off, because Benjamin Franklin's semen does that. He falls into the helicopter pilot, played by a female Nicolas Cage.
Ooh, Femme Cage.
And the helicopter flies off. The safe's open. We can finally overturn Roe v. Wade. Riley, www.damndaniel.com. The end.
I loved that. I like Mr. Russia, and everyone was Nick Cage, but my favourite bit was the hacker character just speaking in, like, computer language.
Can we Ctrl-Alt-Delete out of here?
This sure isn't Microsoft Word. So, yeah, it was quite good. I enjoyed that. So, with that out of the way, shall we have a look into this week's main feature?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So, yeah, it's about modes of transport, in case you've not figured that out, in video games.
Let's do it. Let's talk about the best modes of transport in video games that we could be asked to find.
Ooh, brum brum daddy.
Sorry.
So let's jump in there first with the classic one. It's Mario and his pipes.
That he goes down the pipes.
Yeah. Because it is a mode of transport, so it gets him to the next world.
Or gets shortcuts. Gets him to an underground bit where it goes. Like that. Yeah, it's true. Mario's pipes are pretty iconic.
All right. It's a bit personal, isn't it?
Well, you've not seen them. They're fucking glorious. I liked it in Mario Odyssey, how it was 3D until you went down the pipe into certain bits. Then it was like a mural on the wall, and it was the old 2D graphics. Until you came back out the pipe at the other end, and it was 3D again.
Oh, right, that's nice. Yeah.
That was pretty cool. That was one of the better things about Mario Odyssey, that was. Apart from the hat that possesses you. But, so Mario's pipes... very famous.
Yeah.
I agree on that one.
Yeah. I've also put on here, just only for getting to the special stages, you got Sonic's Magical Ring.
I did wonder what you meant by Sonic's Giant Magical Ring.
You can use it to teleport, can't you?
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah,
and if you've seen anything off the movie trailer, you can use it to teleport wherever you want.
Well, thankfully, I've tried to avoid the Sonic movie at all costs because it looks fucking gash. Yes, I know they've redesigned it and he looks more like Sonic, but it still makes me sick in my mouth when I look at it. Fucking Jim Carrey as Dr. Robotnik. Fucking hell. I think I'd honestly rather shit in my hands and clap than watch that. But that's just me.
All right, let's move on to some more exciting modes of transport. So I've got the old grappling hook off Just Cause.
Yeah, that was unfeasible. Like, you could grab up at like ridiculous distances.
Yeah, and use it to stand on top of planes.
What was the guy called in that? Rico, was it Rico?
Rico Rodriguez.
Rico Rodriguez, that was right. And I remember in the second one, you could grapple hook things to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember when Stu was playing it and he saw his ass because friend of the podcast / Warhammer extraordinaire, the Tube, said, kept going, stick that to that! Stick that to that! He's getting so excited. Stick stuff to stuff! And Stu saw his ass and turned it off.
Yeah, I used to like grappling hooking like people to each other and then firing the jets at them just to send them off in the air and then they'd spin around like nunchucks.
Oh, I watched Stu tie a man to an oxygen canister and shoot it, so the man just flew away on an oxygen canister. Yeah, yeah. Or, see you later, sucker!
Or like if someone annoyed you, you could get a plane and then grappling hook somebody to it and then fly off and just see him like flobbling along.
That reminds me of an air crash investigation I watched once where the front windscreen fell off the aeroplane.
Oh yeah, I think then, I saw that. Yeah.
And the pilot got sucked out. Yeah, he just grabbed his leg. He
grabbed his legs, didn't he, and held on, and he's like...
For the whole journey home, they had to hold the pilot.
Hold his bite like, on his legs. That'd be cold, wouldn't it?
Fuck
like
that,
600
yeah.
miles an hour with your head out the windscreen.
like, how was your day? Don't fucking ask.
Yeah, you're sucked out of a fucking plane.
So I see you've also got the Skyrail from Bioshock Infinite.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
how,
I remember
how
that.
Good was that?
You had that claw thing that had all cogwheels on it.
Skyhook.
Yeah, that's right. You jumped on
it. Yeah, so when you weren't beating people to a pulp with it, you could actually use it to get around the world a little bit.
I remember that, because I remember you could often use it to drop attack people.
Yeah.
Oh, I suppose that makes me think of the Bathyspheres from Bioshock as well. They were all right. Yeah. You couldn't control them, but they were a mode of transport.
Yeah.
When you were going down looking at Rapture on the first bit, and it's like, ooh, wow, look at that. There's a whale. Ooh. And there's that going, ooh, hello, I'm Atlas. I won't leave you twisting in the wind. Yeah.
Would you kindly suck me off?
Yeah. And then would you kindly put your foot up my arse and then wiggle your toes?
You'd have to, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, you'd be, yeah. You can make you do whatever you want. You can say, would you kindly dance sexy for me? And things like that. I don't think he abused his power enough, to be quite honest.
I know, yeah.
I would have been far more unpleasant with it. So you've also got, I quote, Big Train from Metro Exodus.
Yeah, as again, he couldn't control it, but it took you to the next area. And it's a big train, isn't it, that you stole and you added carriages to, and then you could explore it and the talk Aurora. To your guys while you're on it.
The Aurora.
That was it, yeah.
That's a really good game. I love Metro Exodus so much. When you walk down the corridors and there's just some like, they're all just like trying to make you drink vodka and listen to him play the ukulele.
Yeah.
I really love Metro Exodus. I thought the end was sad. Not going to say any more in case people haven't played it, but the end was sad. Did you get to the end?
I haven't got to the end yet, no. Oh, I've been playing The Outer Worlds and Rage 2.
Oh, that's the Obsidian RPG, yeah, isn't it? I need to play that at some point. Was Rage 2 any good?
I've only been on it for an hour or so, but I've just opened up into the open world part,
yeah.
And it feels very Mad Max,
okay.
But FPS. I hope it doesn't get a bit shallow and a bit boring, like, oh, you just have got to clear this checkpoint, or you just got to do this, you've got to do that.
Mad Max got a bit, didn't it?
Yeah.
As much as I love Mad Max, and I finally unlocked a V8 from a car, and I was like, yes! But then I just got bored of it. I just wanted to unlock the fucking Interceptor and have it over and done with. But you have to complete the game. I can't be bothered. Anyway, yeah, fair enough. So you also got, I'm just going to open this up with a little song. Na, 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 na. It's the Silk Striders off Morrowind. In case people didn't get that, describe them if you can, though, right?
They're big, like, tall, beetly things with long legs, aren't they?
It's like a giant flea.
Yeah.
That someone's hollowed out and steers it by messing around with its brain. By poking its brain in various places.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, they were really weird. You never saw them move. You just kind of jumped on them at the station and you arrived at the next place.
Yeah.
But they were...
I remember, like, obviously with Morrowind, because the NPCs were pretty basic and never really moved anywhere.
Fuck ugly.
Just constantly walked around the same square ever. On one of my saves, it was the Vivek one, actually. The Vivek Stiltstrider man.
Oh, yeah.
He stands on, like, a port next to some water and the Stiltstrider's just in the water.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Somehow, My Stiltstrider man was not on the dock anymore. He was actually underwater. He just stood there underwater. So if ever wanted to Stiltstrider, I had to go and swim down to him and then talk to him underwater to go, yeah, can I go back to Balmora, please?
Where's the Stiltstrider guy? You have to just jump under there. He's down there.
Yeah, and the other one in Balmora wasn't at the top of the steps where you got to it. He was on the bottom, like underneath the Stiltstrider. So you'd have to go down to him. And then pay to go up there.
That reminds me once, right? My moral went a bit funny. I was walking along, I think it was Oblivion, actually. Walk along the dockside, and someone went, hey, stop! You, stop! I was like, who the fuck's saying that? Looked around, there's nobody there. You, stop! So, who's talking to me? Look down into the water, there's just a guard slowly swimming after me and fall out of it. Wait, stop! I was like, okay. Just kept walked away from it.
Stop! You violated the law. Like that, yeah?
Yeah, but I think it's because I accidentally picked up a strawberry or something. He was on one. I see you. Do you want to do the next one, Ryan? You've got a full, like, an interesting description.
Oh, yeah. Which one was it now? The
Skyrim.
Skyrim, yeah. So Skyrim did a wonderful thing of adding all these convenient modes of transport for you. So you can get on a wagon, sit on the back of a cart to take you to a town you've not been to yet. Or you can get all the horses, lovely horses you can ride.
Yep.
Or you unlocked a shout later on to summon a dragon that would fly around for you and take you places, and you could control him. And it was all nice and everything, but you're all a bunch of liars if you didn't tell me you never used them and instead just ran at a 60-degree angle up mountains and round.
And when you got stuck, you just either have to go like a few jump steps diagonally, to the left or right and hope you get some traction again.
Everybody just ran as the crow flies, as it were.
Yeah.
To your objective.
Oh, yes.
In Skyrim.
Fuck going round. I've not got time for that shit.
Yeah.
Nothing ever happens. There's no random events or anything, like in Red Dead 2 or anything. It's just like, what's the fucking point?
Yeah, I'll just run straight this way, which is over a couple of mountains and through some dangerous passes, and then that was it. Yeah, everyone did it.
Next, we've got a really legendary one that people go mental for to this day, because they love it. It's the Portal Gun from the aforementioned game. I never completed Portal, but I did watch Stu do it once. Very clever game.
Yeah.
Fair play to Valve, they knew what they were doing with that.
If you had a portal gun, what would you use it for?
I would just make a loop between the floor and the ceiling and just like go, wee, just fall forever. It'd be amazing. That's one thing I could think of. Or just, what I'd do is fire at one side of the door, walk around, fire it on the other side of the door, so even when the door was closed, I could walk through the door. Yeah. Even though you could just open the door. It's just like really petty things, like, should you open the window? Yeah, sure. Pew, go outside. Pew, there you go, just open the window.
Yeah,
just made a hole in my wall with a portal.
So if someone like knocked on the door, you could just open a portal like at their feet, and then in your house, and then they could just drop in,
and then probably break their necks. Like, oh shit, I fucking killed him. Fuck. Oh god,
teleport him away quickly.
Fuck, I've killed the postman. Yeah, say that was a very clever mechanic, wasn't it?
Mm.
When even though all Valve do now is sit on their treasure hoard and release shitty shovelware games on Steam.
No. Just brought out that new one coming out, didn't they?
Oh, sorry.
Been developing for 3 years.
Sorry, yeah, there's a new Half-Life coming out.
Half-Life, not 3.
Yeah, how have we stopped the press? New Half-Life, it's a fucking VR experience.
Yeah, the trailer looks good, though.
So yeah.
We'll have to see how immersive it turns out to be, but it's obviously a push for more, just to get people to buy VR, isn't it?
But even so, to use the Half-Life franchise.
It's 15 years ago Half-Life 2 came out.
People are still begging for Half-Life 3. It's like, you know what, we'll just make a VR experience.
Well, yeah, originally it wasn't supposed to be Half-Life. They wanted to make this fully immersive, like, VR game, and then, not halfway down the line, but sometime after, they decided to put it into the Half-Life world.
Fucking hell.
But you never know, it might inspire him to go, ooh, let's make 3, and then everyone will be disappointed.
Yeah, because like I say, the expectation is so high, it's never going to please everybody. Next, obviously, we've got the horses from the Red Dead games.
Yeah, the Apocalypse horses.
Oh, God, those horses are so much fun. The horse, have you not played any Red Dead 2 yet, have you?
No, not yet.
Because the physics have tried to be realistic, the horses, like, capsize at anything. Like, I was riding along the other day, riding up into the mountains to go and kill someone. On a bounty, and I was like, come on, boy! Going up the mountain, and then it hit a small log, and the horse, like, did an endo. Like,
an endo.
Right, forward, snapped to a halt, and Arthur Morgan just flew through the air head first, like, oh my god! And just, like, bounced off a tree. I was like, fuck's sake. And the horse just getting up in the background, like, what the fuck just happened?
Wrapped around a tree.
Yeah.
But speaking of horses, there's also the Roach from Witcher.
Oh, fucking Roach.
With his random stances and stuff like that they used to do.
Just hovers a few feet in the air.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Doesn't steer properly. But I did like the fact that CD Projekt Red poked fun at that. They poked fun at their own horse.
Mm.
You ever see the Gwent card for Roach in the Gwent game? It's Roach just on a hut's roof, and Geralt looking up with his hands on his hips, like, what the fuck? Like, fair play. That was very funny. So CD Projekt Red, they're good at self-depreciation. So yeah, horses in video games. Any more good horses? There was Shadowfax in Oblivion.
Yeah.
Where you could knock him out because you couldn't kill him.
Shadowfang, you mean?
Shadowmere.
Yeah, Shadowmere.
Shadowfax was Gandalf's horse.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could knock Shadowmere out and then store weapons in his bum.
Yeah.
Because he had an inventory capacity, even though he's just a horse. You go like, that's why I always imagined you were getting them like a mace, like, sticking it up his bum.
Yeah, so swords, like.
Yeah. So when the horse ran, you could hear ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. Why's your horse jingling, mate? Oh, it's just his tack. Just his tack, don't worry about it. And there's just got an ass full of weaponry.
Yeah. And then, obviously, to retrieve said weapons, you need to knock him out again. And then just pull him out of his bum.
Yeah, you don't pull out his bum off, he's awake, he'll kick you.
Yeah.
Can you think of any other video game horses? There's been a lot of them, haven't there? There was that one from Shadow of the Colossus, I remember him.
Yeah, but those the ones you control are always a bit weird, aren't they? They're always a bit broken in a way.
Yeah, remember the ones from Zelda Breath of the Wild was like, it was like driving a car almost. It didn't feel like proper horse controls. It's like, you know, you've got, I mean, accelerate and decelerate. Like I can't even explain what I mean. It just seemed a bit on rails. But I think a lot of games have horses.
Yeah.
Maybe a lot of them are forgettable. Was it on Shadow of Mordor where you could ride a scary monster thing? Was it a wag?
Wolf thingy.
A wolf
thing.
Monster thing.
Yeah.
You could ride it around a savage orcs. That was quite fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's like a horse.
But there's other things besides horses, obviously.
Well,
we've got from one of my favourite games, Satisfactory.
Oh,
you've got the trucks and jeeps you can make. The truck's like a big 6-wheeled thick boy.
A thick truck.
Yeah. And there's the tractor that you can get, which is also known as the sugar cube, because it's a little box that you can have. Yeah.
Okay.
And they've all got AI, so you can set the AI, drive where you want, and it remembers, and then it'll just follow that path every time.
I do remember playing your save game, and you warned me not to park my buggy on a certain place, because a truck would just come and run it over.
Yeah.
So I was like,
but
cool.
There's also big trains that you can get now, and the trains are great.
Big trains.
But I was playing in multiplayer, and the tube came online, and I showed him my base, and he was like, oh, these trains are cool. And because it's only one person you can have in the train at one time. So I said, right, you drive the train, I'll stand on the roof, as you do. So I'm stood on the roof, and next thing, I pressed jump, like an idiot, and I fell back into the empty carriages.
Oh, okay.
So, and then it was like I was trying to do my own train robbery. It was pretty cool as he was driving on the tracks. But anyway, all of a sudden, it stopped. No, it didn't stop. It just drove around, and then I got a message saying, oh, I've been disconnected. And I was like, then who the hell's driving the train? So, and to this day, the train has now stopped, but there's a driver in it, so I can't actually move it. So I've just renamed it to Tube's Train, and it just sits on the track. I can't do anything with it.
Tube's disembodied factory explorer.
It's just a husk in front in the driver's seat, and I can't get in.
If you're trying to get in, voices scream in your head. And,
and
you're like, oh my god, the voices. I like it.
Yeah.
I've got one. Yeah. All the vehicles from Twisted Metal.
Any in particular?
There's Axel, who was a man who was like sat. You know those.
He was an Axel, wasn't
those
he?
Yeah, pretty much. You know those hoverboard things that kids have where it's two wheels and like a board?
Mm.
Imagine one of them, but with giant wheels and machine guns.
Yeah, and then remove the bit where you stand on and put that on across your arms instead so your feet drag on the floor.
That's right, yeah. And you just kind of went around on two wheels, right? And you have this special move, it's like a seismic wave thing.
Mm.
But because the sound quality is PS1 quality, all I ever heard you say was BJ Power. It's like, whoa. What's going on there? There was Mr. Slam. He was literally a digger who would pick up your car and smash shit out of it.
There's the monster trucks, weren't there? And obviously, Sweet Tooth's ice cream truck.
Yeah, which in Twisted Metal Black was a transformer for reasons. I always preferred it when you just fired an ice cream missile that went and bouncing across the level at you. Minion, he was a fucking tank. He was a boss.
Well, in Twisted Metal Black, he was a tanker.
Oh, he was. Remember in the first game, he was the last boss.
And it was filled with napalm.
That's right, yeah. In the second game, he was the midway boss. And if you unlocked him and completed the game as him, he was Satan. In the cutscene, he was literally the devil.
Yeah, I think he was in Black as well, to be honest.
That was good. I remember Mr. Grimm. He was cool. He was literally Death on a motorbike.
Yeah, in Black, he wasn't Death. He was a cannibalistic
Nam survivor.
Nam veteran, yeah.
Yeah, like he went mad in Vietnam. How in Vietnam?
And yeah, and wore the skull of his best friend that he ate.
Yeah, you weren't there, man. There's loads of good cars in that game. Fucking loved it. I think it was the first PlayStation game I ever played.
No, I got it confused when Stu went to rent it with Twisted Metal, because it had obviously Sweet Tooth's face on the front.
Yeah,
I thought he was getting Broken Sword, which also featured a clown.
It did,
and I was like, "Why are you getting this? It's a crappy cartoon RPG." And then we played it, and I was like, "Oh no, wait!
It's a classic point and click adventure, Broken Sword."
Yeah,
starring George Stobart, the man who can get a massive iron bar crowbar thing in his trouser pocket. But when you ask him to pick up something else, he's like, I've not got limitless pockets, you know. It's like, George, you just put a fucking crowbar in your trouser pocket. You have. You lying little prick. What else have we got, Ryan?
So I've got the, obviously, speaking out modes of transport and online games.
Yeah.
MMOs, and in particular, World of Warcraft.
Thick boys.
Yeah, so you've got on there, in between, especially if you're the Horde, because if you're Alliance, I hate you.
Whoa, fuck hell, Ryan.
Because I'm a Horde boy. They have Zeppelins to take you between capital cities and other islands, which are pretty cool.
Okay, yeah.
With goblin faces on them. But there's also convenient portals to take you to capital cities.
Where are the goblin faces?
On the front of the Zeppelins.
Oh, like a figurehead. Yeah. I think like the only things on them were disembodied goblin faces.
No, like carved out of wood or whatever. And obviously, all the mounts you can collect. There's literally like 10,000 mounts or something silly you can get, but you can think of it, you can get it as a mount. Yep.
I'm in. Yeah. I remember years ago watching you guys play it, and for some reason there was like a big conga line of people on mounts just going round and round in one of the cities.
Yeah, people do that. When it gets towards the end of the patch and the new one's out, so everyone's more or less caught up, you just sort of join the queues to do raids and stuff, and then just ride around the capital cities. Just because people do that.
Online games are weird, man.
Yeah, yeah. I always think, if you're doing that, I'll just go play somewhere else.
I'm thinking exotic vehicles from Grand Theft Auto. By which I mean not just every car, but you know, there's that one car or the tank that everyone got dead excited about.
Yeah.
Like in the original GTA, there were loads of rumours about where the tanks were, and only half of them were true. There's one, I always remember the one for San Andreas, so you have to drive to a beach, and then keep driving over like an invisible road over the water, and the tank was on an island at the end of it. Remember that one?
Oh yeah, I think I do, yeah.
And you had the things like the Harrier in San Andreas, and things like that.
Yeah.
Where in which a cool gangster guy from the hood can become a jet fighter pilot.
And have a prototype jetpack.
Well, yeah, and he flies it like a fucking boss, doesn't he? He's like, how's he doing this?
Yeah. But I prefer the more fantasy-driven vehicles, such as the classics, like the Warthog from Halo.
Oh, yes!
And all its variants. But also the Ghost, that was pretty cool, from The Covenant.
Yeah, so the Warthog was like a 4x4 thing, a big
jet. Yeah, yeah.
With a Gatling gun on the back.
Yeah.
And you could get the AI Marines to crew it up.
Or they could drive it for you, but that was a little bit broken.
No, you drive. Just leave the idiot on the back with the Gatling gun. He was quite good at that. And you could just drive around in circles mopping up Covenant.
Yeah.
There was the Ghost, like you say. It's like a... How would you describe the Ghost? Like a floaty motorbike thing.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Which was great fun. What else was there? There was a Wraith. There's a thick Ghost, like a tank.
Yeah, a big, massive Hover Chungus tank. Yeah, but there's the Banshees, the plane things.
Banshees. Oh, yeah, you can actually fly them.
Yeah, but there's also the, in Halo Reach, the Pelicans. No, the Pelicans were the big ones, weren't they?
Yeah, they were dropship
things. Yeah, there was the Hornets, they were.
Yeah, I remember.
Like, the little ones with the propellers on the sides and stuff. They were pretty badass. You could get all your guys in.
Do you remember when we made a custom map where we hunted the tube across the savannah?
Yeah, yeah. We didn't tell him we had a helicopter.
No, that's a secret.
We told him that you get to be the guy that's got extra speed, extra jump, and the sword, so you can, like, melee. It's like you're some sort of feral monster. And then we just got to try and kill you. And he's like, oh, yeah, that sounds all right. So the map started. We just turned around and jumped in the helicopter and then...
gunned him down from a great height.
Yeah, flew up dead high so he couldn't reach us and then just continued just to gun him down.
This is really unfair. It's like, no, it's not. It's like we said people hunting you. Right, with a sniper rifle hanging out the side. What else was there? Oh, the Scorpion tank. That was one.
Yeah, and there was that... Oh, what was it called? Might have been Reach or Halo 3, but it was that big Goliath bloody land...
Oh, I
land base thing.
Halo 2 and Halo 3, weren't they?
Yeah.
Scarabs.
No, the Covenant one.
Oh.
The UNSC one. It was like a big base, and it was on a level where it actually put you could play capture the flag, and that was your base. But you could drive it, and you could deploy.
Oh, that rings a bell, actually.
You could deploy the quad bikes out the back and stuff.
Yeah, I remember that. We made a load of stupid maps with it.
Yeah, or try and flip it over.
That was a good game. Yeah, so I remember we used to just make stupid game modes.
I still like building racetracks on Halo.
You have a lot of fun building. You used to build them at Half-Life as well.
Mm.
That had some vehicles in it, but they weren't very interesting.
No, really.
We'll talk about them.
Yeah.
What about the Normandy from Mass Effect?
Oh, yeah, Normandy was class, wasn't it? You couldn't control it, though, but it just took you where you needed to go.
Yeah, you could go and talk to your crew. In the case of when Stu was playing, you could go and give fatherly advice to your crew.
Yeah.
Which version of the Normandy did you prefer? Loading screens Normandy or non-loading screens Normandy? Or rather, first Normandy or second Normandy?
Well, they're both the same on the inside, weren't they?
A bit different. Second Normandy, I think, had a bit more to explore. But loading screens.
Was that the Mass Effect 3 one?
2 and 3. And one was
But that's the one where... The third one had the random council building and you had to walk through security checkpoints and all that shit just to get there.
Oh, the fucking shitadel.
Yeah.
Less said about that, the better. I remember in Mass Effect 1, when they finally got to the sexy romance scene, and my shepherd had a full clothes on dry humping session with another character in the shower. Yeah.
But wouldn't it have been more cringy if they were nude and you were watching it in the game?
Oh, it
would have been
massively cringy. I just feel like someone walked in like, it's what it looks like, it's a romance scene. It's very deep.
It's romance, they're not just having sex. Yeah.
They've got feelings.
Oh, God.
Why's your dick out? It fell out. My pants are malfunctioning.
What else have we got moving swiftly on?
Yeah, quick.
Similar to that was from the classic KOTOR, Knights of the Old Republic.
Oh, yeah.
The Ebon Hawk.
The Ebon Hawk. The Ethan Hawk, as I used to call it.
Which was just, again, where you could chill out with your crew and ask that weird old lady questions.
Oh, Kreia.
Yeah.
Like, Kreia, why are you such a bitch? Kreia, where's your handgun? What, Kreia, what's your beef? Just asking questions like that all the time. Anyone else was
there? Do you remember when we played the Star Wars RPG and we got a ship? What did we call that?
I can't remember. So it was a piss take of the Ebon Hawk, I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah.
No, wasn't it the Century Pigeon or something? Like the Millennium Falcon, but not.
No, that was it. It was the Ebon Falcon.
The Ebon Falcon, that's right. Not the Millennium Hawk.
Yeah.
That RPG was cool. Even though, like I said in the last episode, you broke the mechanics of it completely with your Mandalorian death machine. But you got a classic Ryan for you. Can't take him anywhere.
Yep.
What else we got?
So, speaking of another classic game from Unreal Tournament 2004,
that Onslaught mode
when they brought out the vehicles, and I've just listed three because they were pretty badass. There was the Leviathan.
Leviathan?
Yeah.
What did that do?
And that was a five-person tank.
Ooh.
And it had a big, massive turret on the middle, and then there was turrets just above the wheels.
So that's just an absolute death machine.
Yeah, that was pretty badass. And then the counterpart was a defensive tank called Paladin, which was an 8-wheeled ion cannon monster. That was only like one person that you could sit in it, but you could just gun everyone down in it.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
And then an honourable mention was the Manta for me. It was a flying vehicle, but you look at it and it looks exactly like a ghost.
Ooh.
So it's where they've got the inspiration from, I reckon, for Halo.
Oh, Halo ghost. What, yeah. Is it a floaty thing with chains on it?
No, it looks like a Halo ghost.
When you accelerate, it goes, woo!
Yeah, woo!
Ooh, scary.
Yeah.
No, fair enough. I remember Unreal 2004. It was quite cool. You could make your team, couldn't you?
Yeah.
I had a team of robots.
I did eventually. I started.
Sound.
You can do one-on-one fights for them, couldn't you?
Like, yeah, that's right. You have to take them on to get them.
Yeah.
My
team were all, like, average 94. Anywhere between 95 and 99 robots, so I never really needed to do it. My team was absolutely insane.
I had robots, I had cat people. Remember them with the little tails?
Yeah, that's just all robots.
What were the big buff aliens called? Like
boom for the G.
The Gastards. I can't remember what they were called now.
Yeah, but no. Scarge.
Scarge?
Yeah, S-K-A-A-J.
Yeah, I remember them. They were fucking well hard.
Yeah, I've had a couple of them as well, I think, in my reserves.
Horizon Zero Dawn, I know you've not played it because you're not going to PlayStation 4,
yeah.
But you can ride the robot horses and things.
Oh, right.
You have to sneak up behind them in the field.
The horses?
And then hack into them. Horses, because a hobot is something very different.
Oh, right.
And you can hack into them to control them. And it's right, I'm going, like a robot version of like that, running around. And the, but it's really sad when they die because you've hacked them. Mm. They try and help you when you're under attack. So they'll just run in and horse kick someone in the side of the head. And it's like, yes, get in there, lad. But when they die, it's sad, even though they're just robots and they were your enemy a minute ago.
The horses used to do that in Oblivion as well. Like, if you owned the horse, if you got in a fight, your horse would just run in from nowhere and start kicking everybody and get in your way.
Yeah, and then die. It's like, fuck's sake. When your horse gets eviscerated by a troll for the 20th time.
Yeah, and ragdolls down some hills. Right? Yeah. But if it was Shadow Mate, it just ragdoll down, then stand back up and come back to your help.
Stood up like, what the fuck? What just happened? Yeah.
Speaking of other non-conventional vehicles, you've got the Brumac from Gears 2.
Oh yeah, what was the Brumac?
That's that big, the big. You so it was a that. big ass locust that you and you stood on its shoulders and you walked down this big canyon towards the end of at the end of the game and you just shot everybody with it.
Is he just a thick boy that you can control?
Yeah,
rideable thick boy.
Yeah, but one of my favourite vehicles that you could get was in the back classic of Mercs 2.
Oh, yeah.
Then you could summon
Mercs
it.
Mercenaries
2.
Oh, Mercenaries. They were Mercs on the Mega Drive.
Oh, that's... With the gun shorthand it. Yeah.
With the gun that can fire 5 lasers.
No, Mercenaries 2 was the Panzer Cycle.
I remember.
It was basically a motorbike, but with one single tank track running underneath it. And it had machine guns.
Do you remember the other classic motorbike in Mercenaries 2?
The Devastator.
Yeah, like one of the first missions is like, come and get the Devastator from this lockup. It's a very powerful vehicle, so be careful with it. So I'm playing as Matthias Nilsson, the cool Swedish dude. It's like, yeah, the Devastator sounds awesome. And you take him there, and you can see it with like the arrow above it, a big black tank.
Yeah.
And as you walk closer towards it, you realise it's not pointing to the tank, it's pointing to a pink moped.
Yeah, but
it's like, oh, Devastator.
But if you just jump and like get in the tank, it goes, nope, not the tank. You're like, oh.
It's like, it's just his reactions are like, Devastator. Just to ride a little pink moped back to the checkpoint. That was very funny. I see you've put one of the car with the big tracks from Rock and Roll Racing. Rock and Roll Racing and from the 16-bit era had a lot of cool cars.
It did, yeah. Yeah, the one with the tank tracks looked like a submarine.
I think it was called the Battle Track. It was really awesome, wasn't it?
Yeah, it didn't lose any speed turning. It didn't have to drift or anything. Yeah, it just turned.
Then you had the hover one as well. The last one you got, like really powerful missiles. And I remember, and that one was just shaped like a triangle.
Yeah, yeah. I used to always start with the classic pickup I did. Oh, yeah, of course. You relied too heavily upon it, but the Batmobile from Arkham Knight.
Oh, yeah. I got bored of Arkham Knight. You spent too much time in the fucking thing.
Yeah, I mean, it was their like prize gimmick for that game, but it was fucking ace. Driving around, drifting, crashing through everything, just taking the corners off buildings, like
blowing up drones. I did like the bit where he interrogated someone by putting their head against the tyre and wheel spinning.
Yeah, revving it.
Fucking hell, Batman, chill out.
Yeah, just don't slip and press the wrong button.
Angry bitch, innit? Angry fucking bitch. What else have we got? Yoshi.
Oh, yeah, I
suppose. You have to mention Yoshi. He jumps on his back. And can I just say, if people say Mario's a nice guy, right, and says Yoshi's his mate, I can see Mario twatting him on the back of the head when he wants him to fire his tongue out.
Yeah, but can't you, like, jump with Yoshi and then jump off Yoshi to make it to a high cliff
so
and leave.
So he can sacrifice Yoshi, yeah. So he sacrifices Yoshi for his own gain.
I know, yeah.
And punches the poor...
Fucking prick.
Punches the poor twat in the back of the head.
Is that on his way past, like...
Yeah. Ooh, fuck off, Yoshi.
Yeah,
you better fucking come back.
Prick.
Better fucking come back next time an egg pops out. He's just a horrible man.
Yeah.
No, I don't know why people defend him. I think he is an abhorrent animal abuser.
Yeah. But you've put another one here as well, was like the karts variants from the games, like Crash Team Racing and Mario Kart.
Yeah.
But my question is, right, why does Sonic need one?
He doesn't. Sonic's whole gimmick is gotta go fast. So what? Maybe just wants to rest his legs. Maybe it's like, oh, guys, I'm fucking knackered.
It's like The Flash having a fucking car.
Action figures.
Yeah.
Like Superman having a helicopter.
Yeah. Or Spider-Man having a Jeep.
I suppose with Sonic, it's like, they all get fucking cars. And they get to sit down, they get to have a bit of contact racing.
He can run faster than them anyway, so he'd win every race if he just got out of his fucking go-kart.
Maybe that's why. Maybe it's just to make it fair.
It's like Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games. Obviously, you choose Sonic for the fucking running events. Yeah, and he should win every game.
To be fair, Mario runs like a toddler going down the hill. He loses control very quickly. Yeah. It's like he runs so fast you can barely steer him anymore. Sonic is just going to go fast. I don't get it. It's silly, isn't it?
Yeah. Like high jump, for example. Take Tails, because he can fly. So you set the fucking bar to like 40 metres and just fly over it.
I worry a bit when you talk about Tails from previous episodes.
Well, we all know.
Hashtag not an animal nonce.
Yeah. Foxes don't have two tails, but you know what I'm getting at there.
What was I going to say?
Foxtail bum plugs.
Yeah. I heard that.
What?
You little bastard. Tell you another one. The helicopter from Metal Gear Solid 5.
Oh, yeah, that helicopter was cool, wasn't it? Because you could upgrade it and everything.
Yeah,
and you can also, on the PC version, you could choose what music you want by uploading it into an MP3 folder. So, of course, I had Long Tall Sally.
Yeah, you have to. It's the rules. Yeah. I had a set list because of the PS4, and I had Kids in America just blaring. So he'd be like stealthily trying to distract you here. Looking out a dirty old window. And then, oh, here comes the helicopter.
I did
the Kids in America.
I did enjoy Metal Gear 5, but I was also thought it was a bit annoying because I liked the linear stories of the other ones. Yeah, and then this one was just, oh yeah, you just land in the same two areas all the time, every mission. And then you either do one mission and then you can choose to extract or carry on or whatever, do all this crap.
No, exactly.
And it's just like...
Crap is the key word.
Do I really need to do this all the time?
It wasn't, as far as I'm concerned, it wasn't a Metal Gear game. There was no over-the-top hours of cutscenes. No clever boss fights. It was just... Uh-huh. Yeah. Kiefer fucking Sutherland.
Yeah.
Kiefer fucking Sutherland.
I watched a video somewhere where someone, you know, you get that
D dog.
You get D puppy at first.
Dildo dog.
Yeah. And then you have to keep going back, and it comes running up to you, and starts running around your leg and all that. Somebody replaced the sprite with the dog to Ocelot.
I've seen that.
He's running with his arms out like. Running around fucking snake and that. Like, what the fuck?
I have seen that. That is pretty magic. It's amazing what you can do with changing a few sprites.
But I mean, to be honest, I preferred Metal Gear Solid Ground Forces than the Phantom Pain.
Yeah.
Because it was just infiltrate this base and then do some things while you're in there and then infiltrate out. And then you had different missions each time to make it replayable to go in and do stuff.
Exactly. I think Phantom Pain was just boring. The intro was alright. After that, it was just boring.
No, the intro was shit. 2 hours of fucking crawling on your hands and knees.
Yeah, at least it tried to tell a story, though. It was a bit weird watching also Kiefer Sutherland, but with his arse out. But there you go. Any other thing we're not mentioned, Ryan? Or are you happy that we've got
No, I think we've got everything there.
Oh, you've put the sidecar from Road Rash Jailbreak.
I think Stu's done that.
Because you and Stu are fucking obsessed with that fucking sidecar.
Yeah, it was a good way to play co-op. And to this day, you can say otherwise, but the guy on the sidecar wasn't a little person.
Oh, yeah. He was a little person.
It's supposed to look like someone crouched over, but the size difference, he was like, yeah, it's definitely a little person.
Yeah, I think
like
it was.
It could have been his child, you know, like on Father-Son Day. to work day.
Try to dress like a gimp and hurl abuse at people.
Yeah.
Hey, why not? So that was some of our recommendations for modes of transport in games. But it wouldn't be Shark Select if it was just us. We like to share the load. We like to ask our listeners what their thoughts are on the weekly subject. And it's a section that we like to call, Ryan...
What? People. Responses.
What? People. Responses. Born of a typo.
And if you're unsure where that came from, watch Season 3, Episode 1, whatever it was called.
Something.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
That's where I actually say it, and I did listen it back, and I was like, whoa, that's just awkward. It's time for people responses.
And so from that moment forth, from Ryan's gaff, it has become What People Responses, a regular part of the show. And we're going to open up with, straight up, one of our most regular listeners, the beloved Ethel the Frog, at Nylar on Twitter, who says, never been a big fan of horse riding in games. I prefer to use Shanks' pony in Breath of the Wild and Witcher 3, but riding the saber-toothed tiger in Far Cry Primal was very satisfying. Also, don't know if it counts, but getting around using the grappling hook in the Just Cause games is fun. Well, you know what? It does count, because that's one of the first things Ryan said. So, clearly, great minds think alike. I said my piece about the horse riding on Breath of the Wild. It felt a bit weird, like it wasn't a horse. Like, it's just a car shaped like a horse. Far Cry Primal, you played a bit of that, didn't
I did,
you?
Yeah, I finished it. It's pretty good, to be honest.
It's
very different. Obviously, I'm a little bit annoyed where there's no English, but obviously it's set like
caveman language.
Caveman time, yeah.
Fair play to
them. So, like, they've done their own language and all that shit for it. It was pretty satisfying. I played it on hard, and it was fucking hard. And it was good, very sneaky, but it was just the Far Cry 4 map.
Yeah,
but they
was
just made it all really jungly. Overgrown and stuff.
Say the saber-tooth tiger was cool when you could ride him around. It's like ba-dum, 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 right around, yeah. Just like savaging people that got in your way. Because when you found one, like before, when it's early game and you saw one in the wild, it was like, oh fuck, just trying to run away from it because it fucking was scary. So yeah, thanks for that, Ethel the Frog. Yeah. Next up, we've got the well-read mage at the well-read mage on Twitter, and he says Chocobo, of course, the gilded variety. You ever play Final Fantasy VII, Ryan?
I got up to the part where you had to catch the Chocobo.
Yeah, there's a massive side quest towards, well, you can do it any time, I suppose, but you can't really do it once you get the airship. So who's next, Ryan?
Triform Trinity at the _NL. Favourite transport? My character's legs in RPGs, legs. Where you can walk / run around and enjoy the scenery.
It's legit.
It is legit. Now, unfortunately for me, I like to just, I always like to play through as fast as I can. And I never take the time just to look back at what I've been doing. Like GTA 5, for example, if you just walked along the street, all this stuff happens. People get annoyed at you if you follow them too closely, and they can even ring the police and stuff, like you're stalking them. Just things like that that they add in to make it ultra realistic. And all I'm doing is just speeding through the game and the missions.
There's loads of different shop fronts and things like that. So a lot of thought goes into the scenery. So definitely, thank you for the input there, Triform Trinity. Very good.
Yeah, we've got Gemma Corker at gem_eyes. Ibizu.
Ibizu. Gem_Ibizu.
Yeah. That'll
do, won't it?
I had tremendous fun using the paraglider and riding horses in Zelda. BOTW.
Breath of the Wild.
Yeah. Combined with Riviel's Gale, I spent more time gliding than anything else. Whee!
To finish on, whee! Is very good. I like that. Yeah. Fair play. The paraglider was fun. I'm surprised more games haven't copied it. It's just a nice, like, you could jump off any sort of decent height. Tap a button and you just glide forever. Obviously, you lose height because you're gliding, but you can go for like if you've got a stamina gauge that if that runs too low, you just fall. But obviously, if you're smart about it and you upgrade the right stuff, you can just glide for miles.
There's
a move called Rivali's Gale where you just summon like a tower of wind, you know, like in Bioshock where you summon a little hurricane and then run into it with your paraglider and you go shoot up into the air. So that was quite fun, to be fair. I actually preferred it to the horses.
Yeah,
I know there was an unlock in Breath of the Wild where instead of a horse, you had like a ancient technology motorbike with a horse's head on the front, like a figurehead.
That's a bit grim.
It's not a real horse's head. It was like a.
Oh, right. I thought it meant like something from the Mafia, or something. Like cut a horse's head off.
Flapping about.
Yeah.
I think it was in Mario Kart as well, actually.
The horse's head?
Yeah, just ride a horse's head around.
Yeah.
I mean, what's surprising because Mario is an animal abusing fuckbag, so... I killed a horse, and now I died its head. And Luigi's just like, fuck, sorry.
Hold on a minute. What's this next one here? Lit Gaming Arena. At Lit Gaming Arena. The Mako in Mass Effect was fun.
Yeah, I replied to that.
What? Wasn't. It was stupid resource gathering shit, wasn't it?
The Mako was an uncontrollable go-kart.
Yeah.
It was like a bar of soap on wheels.
Yeah, it had casters for wheels, didn't it?
Yeah, it was a fucking nightmare. The one in...
Well, it's only in one. I didn't add it in any other game.
There was a version of it in DLC, Andromeda,
wasn't it?
There was
another one,
which was equal.
Well, the Andromeda one was all right. They worked on it a little bit.
Yeah, you could change modes on it, like going up a hill mode.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
But yeah, the Mako was fucking. I think the Gaming Arena's on the wrong kind of bath salts.
Yeah,
that Mako was horrible.
It was horrible.
That's why it didn't make our list.
Yes,
because it was dog shit on toast.
Dave Cooper at Deluxe Man.
Hello, Dave.
The Batmobile. In Arkham Knight is glorious. See, I told you.
See, Dave agrees with you, Ryan. Yeah. Not for the first time you and Dave Cooper have joined forces.
Yeah.
On clearly, great minds think alike. Irish Tom, at ThomasK_H. Wonder where he's from. says, hey man, has to be the boat in God of War. At the very least, it's my most recent favourite. The boat in God of War, you know why it's funny? Because Kratos tries to tell his kids stories, like famous Greek stories, and it's just like, I don't get it. It's like, where's the ending? It's like, that is the ending. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, just shit.
So I would like Kratos to come and call me boy.
Hey there, boy.
Yeah, so I call him daddy.
Just give you a cuddle.
I call him daddy. And then
would it be sexually charged or
platonic? Sexual.
Well, not platonic. Mine would be like he is my daddy. Like, oh, daddy. Look at me, daddy. And he could go and hit monsters with his axe.
And it'd be my daddy.
He'd be your daddy.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Boy.
Grief Burrito at Grief Burrito said the Titans in Titanfall was great if that counts. and the classic Warthog.
Yeah, so the Warthog was outstanding, he says.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
So I would agree with the Warthog. It was outstanding. It was a classic. Yeah. The Titans were good in Titanfall. That's, I mean, it was just a kind of a different kind of first-person shooter gameplay.
Yeah.
Slower paced, but it's clever how they used a vehicle to make a slower paced shooter. So you could be wall-running and being really fast, but delicate. The way you jumped to the Titan, you were like well hard, but slow.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was clever. Now we finish on TB at TeacherBloke85. Says, any variety of ride armor in the Mega Man X games? I like the spiky ones. He said, incidentally, started playing Goemon 2, and the different vehicles have been awesome so far. Love the sumo ride armor. That was this week's What People Responses. Thanks for writing in, people. We're very grateful for your feedback, and we look forward to getting them every week. It's my favourite part of the podcast. Yeah.
Well. It is time once more to ascend the stairs, or the elevator if you like, and go to the Wizard's Tower, where we finally cleaned up the results of the Cum Crystal robbing. But we've still not got it back yet, Chard Select. Bring it us back immediately. I am Master Fenrig.
And I am Master Wizard Wand.
Master Wizard 2 seems to have transmogrified himself into a candle, and therefore will not be taking part this week, because he's a clumsy twat. Anyway, now we will use the voices of Winstolf and Ryan.
So yeah, welcome to the Wizard's Tower, where each week we talk about a game which we've experienced in our lives and rate it. Just to remind the audience, what's the tiers on our tier list, Ryan?
We got trash,
oof,
and then meh.
Oof!
Okay.
Ooh.
Good.
Ooh.
Thick.
Ooh!
Sharp.
Ah!
And then wizard.
Ah!
Yeah.
Sorry, I got a bit excited there. So okay, fair enough. And which game are you choosing today?
I'm gonna put in The Outer Worlds, I think.
Oh, a recent game, yeah. One that people are still talking about.
Yeah, I've sunk a few hours in. I am really enjoying the story and that, and the dialogue options are very fun.
Okay.
And I've chosen quite a charismatic character.
Okay.
I'm a charismatic scientist engineer.
Okay.
Actually, yeah.
Okay. Very different to what we might normally say.
Exactly. I thought I didn't want to go with the stealth options and normally am and all that shit. Something different. And it's pretty good. But what annoys me more than it should, it's a bit of a cop out when it comes to guns.
Okay.
So you've got you start off, so you might have Spacer's Choice pistol or like a plasma carbine, and then halfway through you get a bit further in the game and you unlock Spacer's pistol rank 2.
Oh,
plasma carbine 2.0.
Just a tier up of the same
gun. Like hunting rifle ultra. So it's just the same gun, but it's got like
better stats.
And it's like, give me a better, different looking gun.
If Destiny can create 1,000 guns, then surely they can do
Borderlands 3's got like a billion guns.
Yeah, exactly. We'll just upgrade one of the 10 guns.
So there's only a few guns that you can get. Same with the melee weapons. They're all just 2.0. Like when you choose the armor, it's just armor and then head. So you can't choose like the color palette or anything. What it looks like, you just got it on.
No.
And it all looks a bit war torn pap, basically, if you try and upgrade it and stuff.
Just generic.
Yeah.
Soldier
gear. But it does look. It looks like 1950s space stuff.
Yeah.
But that's my only gripe. I do enjoy it and everything like that. But there's like the customization as well with the weapons when you input in like different magazines and stuff. There's only like certain things you can do.
It's a bit limited in that respect.
Yeah, but the rest of the game's really good.
What about the story?
The story's pretty good. I'm not going to spoil any of it because it is fairly recent if people want to play it. And it is on Xbox Game Pass.
Which is good. That's a good business deal from Microsoft there. They've done well with this Game Pass.
Yeah. So, I'm going to put it... it's in between good and thick, really. But because of the limited with the customization and the only... and the cop-out with the 2.0 version of the guns...
Yeah.
I'm going to stick it in good.
Okay, that's fair enough. That's a nice score. It's got a good score. Well done to it. I'm happy for it. I was kind of going to choose something different, but you've just inspired me to choose something counter to The Outer Worlds for mine. And I'm going with Bethesda's very own Fallout 4.
A few years ago.
Fallout 4, how can I possibly describe my feelings on this game? The start was really good, where you're like pre-apocalypse.
Yeah.
And you got your house in the alternate future 50s.
Yeah.
And it's all like...
And your robot.
Yeah, and you got Mr. Handy. Lol. Your robot. What's it called? Codsworth.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, this is pretty cool. And then your first half, you have your first dialogue, and you can only get four choices. Like, sarcastic, angry, happy, whatever. Yeah. Like, this is a bit simplified for a Fallout. And then the apocalypse happens, and you go down to the bunker, and you get frozen. That's all pretty cool. And you wake up, and you do some basic Fallout shit, getting out the knackered shelter. And then you get to the surface, and then the game opens up, and then it's a Bethesda game. It's a janky, grey, featureless expanse.
No, I enjoyed it, but what I didn't enjoy was all the fucking loading screens.
Yeah, there's lots of loading. I did think the story was very interesting. I did think the world was very interesting. The base building thing was fun for a while until you got bored of the constant resource gathering needed to do it. I'll be honest with you, I was disappointed with it. I got fed up with it very quickly. So, because I got fed up with it very quickly and I found none of it that inspiring after the beginning, I'm going to throw it in the trash.
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah, that's right. Fallout 4 is going in the trash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though it had some cool characters, it just they just didn't get to do anything. Like the android detective, he was cool. But other than that, it's just like...
I thought the story was pretty good, to be honest.
I just got really bored of it. Like
Full gun customization. You can change all the parts of the gun to make completely new ones.
Yeah.
You could change your armor, customize that.
Oh, you might be talking me and around to the tier above trash.
The different characters were all good, and you could build relationships with them and things like that. Fully voiced protagonist.
I don't care about the fully voiced protagonist. Let's bunk up to meh. I suppose you have an argument with the customizable nature of the
building. I enjoyed building my base the first time around. Sanctuary was fucking huge. I managed to glitch my way out being the PC. I changed the boundaries and I built mine in the big tree. I had a big tree house.
That's just typical though, you being on the PC and messing with everything.
Yeah.
I'm guessing if you have it on PC and you can mod it, it's probably really good.
Yeah, it was great.
On
new armour that everyone had made. But there was that DLC where you get to build your own vault.
You see, that's better, that's more interesting, but just the version I played of it was really, really dull. I suppose Codsworth was cool. I'll give him that. He's just like, now you die!
Yeah, and you had the thingy Valentine, didn't you? Nick Valentine.
Yeah, he was alright. So I just found it all a bit dull, apart from a few standout characters, really. But there you go, that's just me shitting all over Fallout 4. Come at me, bro. Don't actually come at me. You'll probably be frightened. But there you go. So hang on, just let me cancel the spell now. Ah, that's better. I hate talking. Like that whingy-voiced little prick Winstolf. What about you, Master Wizard One?
Yes, Ryan's voice is very dull and indifferent.
Yes, he's very monotone.
Yes, monotone and boring. If he was a Fallout 4 character, he'd have only two options. Indifferent and sarcastic.
Master Wizard 2, I feel sorry for. When he's using Stu's voice, he's only got one option. Rude response. Anyway, how are you getting down from the tower today, Master Wizard?
Well, that is a surprise, so you may go first.
Well, I've got this lovely dress on today, like a Victorian lady. And when I frill the skirt, I float down to the surface. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Goodbye, my friend. Oh, it's very drafty.
Bastard stole my way down. It's alright, I've already got it strapped on. No, you dirty bunch. It's a parachute and a wingsuit. So, if you'll excuse me... Oh, it's windy. Here I go.
Fucking out you, the candle. It's coming out.
Right, okay. Thanks for that, wizards. I think. Do they just slag off our voices?
Yeah.
Fucking you.
Fucking pricks, aren't they?
You sound like you've fucking voice acted badly, you wizard twats. Anyway, It leads on to the final challenge. Not challenge. Yeah, it's a challenge for the listeners, I suppose.
It's a challenge and an outro.
It is. It's the arcade name game, but it's not the arcade name game anymore.
Spell that wrong. It's the overly sexual name game.
It's very suggestive. Anyway, so last week's, we're going to answer to last week's first.
Yeah, yeah.
Last week's was the sexy ginger jorts-wearing beast. Sensual rage of the erotically shaped-headed man. And that was Crash Bandicoot Wrath of Cortex.
Right, okay, so what was the erotically shaped-headed man?
It's Cortex, isn't it? He's got a head shaped like a bum plug.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, suppose,
you
yeah.
See, yeah? Yeah? If you know your head shapes in video games, you would have got that. So don't forget to respond to the @ShartSelectPod Twitter account with the... after you've already done it. So you know if you got it or not. But for this one, do it as well, all right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
What's the next one?
Points means prizes, motherfuckers.
Oh, let's hear it.
This week's sexual challenge. This sounds weird, but there you go. Is the sensually sleek, sexually speedy blue boy and his sexually charged rivalry with the hot-headed, masculine red beast, Master of Fisting.
So, yeah, there you go. That's the overly sexually named game. Let's hear it one last time.
In sexy language or
in your voice will do, yeah.
The sensually sleek, sexily speedy blue boy and his sexually charged rivalry with the hot-headed, masculine red beast, Master of Fisting.
So what could that be? But anyway, have a think about that. Get your answers into us at ShartSelect on Twitter or any other places. ShartSelect@gmail.com if you want to send us an email.
Yeah, if you want to send us a long form email.
Yeah, yeah.
Do it. Especially if you want to criticise. No, in fact, don't criticise us. Don't make us cry.
Yeah.
There's nothing to criticise. We're amazing.
Perfect podcast.
Yeah. No, seriously, if you have any constructive criticism, let's hear it. Especially if it's just stupid on the podcast. You know what I mean? And yeah, we'll hear about that. So yeah, there we go. So that was the podcast, I believe.
Yeah. So
we've smashed another one.
Yeah.
Fucking so smashed one out.
So follow us on Twitter @ShartSelectPod. I've been Ryan. I'm @ShartSelectRyan on Twitter. And this guy's Winstolf, and he's @Winstolf.
I'm @Winstolf on Twitter.
Yeah. Without a zero, just all letters.
Yeah, because I like to fucking ruin my own branding, and I've still not changed it yet. Even though I've been on my laptop several times this week.
Why don't you do it now?
Yeah. I'll do it later.
Anyway, yeah, so that's us.
This is Stu.
It's Cool Minute.
Thanks, Stu. See you later, everyone. Thanks for coming.
Bye-bye.
Keep it real. Don't do drugs. Stay in school. Yes! Fucking brilliant!